Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to react. 818-2899. Jerk or Justified, the senior prank best of the year.
Jerk or Justified.
Or is it? It's graduation time. Senior pranks are happening, and there's been some of the
news lately.
Yeah,
are they happening locally? Are any senior? I don't remember my daughter coming home saying there was any massive senior prank. I think the schools. I don't know. I think they scare the kids not to do it. I thought.
No, different parts of the country. It's been in the news this week. Kids in Maryland put their high school up for sale on Zillow. It was pretty funny.
Jeez. The principal's probably like, yes, okay, let's do it.
I'm not really into the negative ones. Like, some kids put in North Carolina, filled their school's toilets with cement. That's not good.
See, that's not good. It gets out of control.
But is this one good or bad? Jerk or justified? Okay. So it starts in an entire high school class of seniors in Delaware, a very small school, pranked their principal. They snuck into her house at 1 o'clock in the morning, and all of them slept on the floor until she came downstairs at 6 a.m. and found them there. 1 a.m., blankets, pillows. Basically, they had a big sleepover on the first floor of her house, and she didn't find them until 6 a.m. She walks downstairs to make coffee. Thankfully, she was wearing clothes.
Yeah,
she had her.
No.
She had her mom bathrobe on and a pair of yellow Crocs.
No.
She opens the door to her kitchen. And the whole place is filled with kids. And the video shows the entire senior class in on it. Small school. It was like 60 or 70 kids in the first floor.
No, yeah. I don't like it.
This is awesome.
There's too many things that could have gone wrong.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the deal. You can tell it freaked her out for a second because she opens the door and then she closes it. Like, oh my God. Then she gained her composure, opened it up again, poked her head in and had some fun with it. Let me play the audio for you, just so now that I've described it to you, so you can understand what happened. Here's a kid filming right at the door, and you see a bunch of kids just like laid out in blankets on the floor. Take a listen to this here. Oh, God. She just shut the door. Now the door slowly opens back up again.
Good morning, little bunnies. Oh my God. And all of you.
You might want to walk around.
Oh, you are in the most trouble.
There's like.
How long have you been here?
There's millions of kids on her.
Wait, it's like, how long? How did I not hear you? You're like commandos. This is the most beautiful sight I could have imagined.
No, we're not. No.
She's
too cool.
She was like so teacher. She was such a teacher.
She was so teacher. Like her voice is teacher voice.
I know.
total teacher voice. No way. First of all, how did these kids get into her house? Was there like her husband let them in? Was there another player in this?
I have no clue. I just know the results and the video that I've seen.
What if she does like to walk around her house naked?
That would have been awesome.
No. Terrible. Jerk. Nope. You can't. That is too. I'm just thinking of myself. Like, I think we're all thinking, what would happen if a group of people
60,
from work.
60 seniors.
I don't want anybody
from high
seeing me the minute
seniors.
No. The minute I get out of bed, no. And I would have reacted a lot worse. There would be no way I would react that nice.
818-2899, Jerk or Justified. The senior prank, good. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? Was it a jerk or was it justified? Call us up.
Jerk or justified.
Okay, the buzz. Good morning. What do you say? Is it jerk or justified?
I think it's justified.
Oh, my God. You would be okay with, like, how many kids were there, Scotty?
About 60.
60 kids in your kitchen.
The entire, like, kitchen living room. Yeah.
It was harmless, and the pizza was okay, and it was cool. I think it's justified.
I know it's harmless. And for the kids, looking at this from the viewpoint of the kids, it's hysterical. It's so much fun. I'm trying to think of it like, what if she's... I don't know. Like, what do you look like first thing in the morning? Do you want 60 kids?
The teacher wants into it, though. It's harmless. The teacher went along with it. It was great. I think it's justified.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
That is so justified.
Oh, no.
The husband was in on it.
Oh, yeah.
I read about this.
Oh, you did?
The husband was in on it and helped the kids set this up.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
So you know he probably told his wife, hey, you might want to get your bathroom, but maybe give her a little heads up so she wasn't going down, like, scratching and stuff. But you know what? I think it's wholesome. I think it's decent. And we all know that Sandy would just freak out and, like, freeze.
I would be humiliated. I would have to quit my job. I would quit. I'd be like, today's my last day. Thanks for showing up to my goodbye party.
Thanks, Phil. Okay, hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Is this Jerk or Justified to have these kids sneak into her house at 1 a.m.?
Justified.
Oh, my God. You think so, too. Okay, I was going to say I would be nervous somebody snooped because there's a lot of temptation. You're in your principal's house and you're not going to snoop, but now knowing that the husband was involved, maybe he kept an eye on them?
I don't know.
Like, what do you leave out? You don't expect company. You leave things out that you don't, you know what I mean? Like, personal things that you would normally tuck away when company comes over. I don't know.
But you know what? What it says to me is the reaction that the principal had and the kids who were, you know, nicely behaved.
Little bunnies, she called them.
And these are seniors in high school. This is the last time they'll ever... I mean, it's a testament to how great this principal does in her interaction with the kids.
That is true.
Right?
All right.
Okay. So you call it what?
Justified.
Justified.
The verdict is...
Justified.
Justified.
Justified. Justified. Justified.
Justified. Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Now you just gave the idea to every senior listening right now. And every principal is terrified.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.